Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechet Eruvin, and we're learning Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So in Mishnah Hey, we're going to talk about the following, that in Eruv Chatzeros, you can set up an Eruv Chatzeros in a place where non-Jews live, but only if the Jews rent the rights of the homes of the non-Jews, meaning and all the people who are Jews have to contribute to the Eruv. So obviously all of our community Eruvin have this issue, that in almost every community that has an Erev, there are some non-Jewish homes in that community, so we always have to rent the rights that from the government authority, the mayor, the fire chief, someone like that, who has access to the homes. So, let's say a person left his house and went to another place to spend Shabbos. Whether he's a Nachri, who didn't rent out his rights to the Jewish people who live in that city, or a Jew who just didn't participate in the Erev, Hareza Oser. So now that you're not going to be able to have an Erev, it's going to ask for everybody else from carrying. Diver Emer, that's right, Meir Sheet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's not going to Oser, because he's not going to be there for Shabbos. So it says, wait, Rabbi Yosef, Omer, Nachri Oser, Yisrael Eino Oser. The Nachri that went away for Shabbos is going to Oser, because he could always, Shein Derech Yisrael, love up with Shabbos, because the Nachri could always come home on Shabbos. The Yisrael that went away for Shabbos is not going to Oser, because he can't come home on Shabbos. So you know that for that Shabbos, at least, he is not a resident of that place. So and then Rabbi Shimon Omer, a fourth shita and the most makel shita, even a Jew who left his house and went to spend Shabbos by his daughter's house, even in the same city where he can come home on Shabbos, he's not going to ask her on the rest of the residents of the chatzer, because he has put it out of his mind that he's not home for Shabbos, so therefore he's not in that chatzer for Shabbos. He now is with his daughter, and therefore he's not going to ask her on the bnei chatzer that he on his regular neighbors. So those are four shitos in terms of whether someone who's away for Shabbos can aser on the other residents by his lack of participation in the Eruv. Now the rest of the parak is going to talk about how we draw water or get rid of water in a chatzer on Shabbos. So the Mishnah talks about you have two chatzeros that are separated by a wall. So each chatzer has its own Eruv, but the two don't have an Eruv joining them together. So we have different shitos, what you have to do before the water can be drawn from a bar that's located on the borderline between the two chatzeros, that sort of belongs to both chatzeros. So bar shebein shtei chatzeros, if you have a bar in between two chatzeros, ein memalim mimenu b'shabbos, elam asalom mechitza kava asar tvachim. Neither chatzer is allowed to pull water, draw water from that bar, unless they made a mechitza inside the bar that's 10 tvachim high. Bein milamayla, bein milamata, bein mitoch ogno. That mechitza is a kosher mechitza, whether it's above the water level, whether it's below the water level, or whether it's within the rim of the bar and doesn't even reach the water. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Beishamay Omer Milamata. The Beishamay says that 9 tfachim of that mechitza has to be below the water level, so that the waters of the two chatzeros are very clearly separated from each other. But the top tefach should be above the water, so that people standing near the bar are able to see it. But the 9 tfachim should be in the water. And Basil says, no, 9 tefachim need to be above the water level. Only 1 tefach needs to be within the water. Meaning, even though most of the mechitza is above the water, it looks like a separation of the two. But you still need 1 tefach within the water so that there's something actually separating some of the water. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lote mechitza gedolah min hakosel shebinayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't see the need for any special mechitza within the bar. There's a mechitza that's separates the two chatzeros that goes right over the bar. So granted, it doesn't go into the bar, but it's a legal fiction. It creates a halachic mechitza between the two sides of the bar, and that's all you need. You don't need an actual physical mechitza inside the bar when you have a mechitza that runs above the bar. So let's quickly review what we did today. Mishnah Hey, we learned that if a person goes away for Shabbos and does not participate in the Eruv of his home chatzer, does he asra in the chatzer? So we had four opinions. Rabbi Meir's opinion is, whether he's a Nachri or Yisrael, he asras. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that he does not asra as long as he left the city. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that if he's a Nachri who left the city, he asras because he still could come home. If he's a Yisrael who left the city, he does not asra because he can't come home. And then Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that even the Israel who's in the city does not aser because he decided he's spending Shabbos in a different chatzer. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned that if you have a bor that's in between two chatzeros and the two chatzeros do not have a joint eruv, they only have independent eruvin, so you can't fill up water from that bor on Shabbos unless there's some sort of mechitza. The mechitza needs to be ten tefachim, and we had different opinions of with the placement of the mechitza, where the Nakama says it could be Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata, Bein Mitoch Ogno, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that according to Beis Shammai, it's got to be mostly in the water. Nine tefachim of that mechitz have to be in the water. According to Beis Hillel, it could be mostly above the water, as long as there's one tefach in the water. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't even need a special mechitza. There's a mechitza that separates the chatzeros, and that's all you need. You don't need a separate mechitza that's going to go actually into the bar. Okay, Beis Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakhas, Mishnah Zayin.